What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Booza.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out. Yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? This is Feeve Boogie, and we're back. We're motherfucking back after our hiatus. The Prodigal Sons returns and all and shit like that, you know? Welcome yet again to another episode of the High Life Show. Today is Sunday, February the 28th, 2021. Or should I say 2020 part two? I don't know. But I know you guys, I know the last couple of episodes has been some repeats and whatnot. But, you know, sometimes you have to step away. You got to disconnect to reconnect. You know what I mean? So with everything that's been going on out there, weather-wise and other shit, you know, we just had to take a step back from recording. But like I said, we're back at it, back in the saddle, and we're ready to you know, give you out a lowdown on what we're seeing and our spin on things. You know what I mean? Bass, how you been, man, these past two weeks?
Chilling, relaxing, moving, or getting ready to move. So it's really it though. Just taking this time off.
Okay. Are you like switching neighborhoods? Like you're going to like a different neighborhood? You get into like a
just the next neighborhood over. Okay. Not too far.
Okay, cool, man. Cool, cool. How did how was the winter storms for you out there? I think it hit like Portland, didn't it?
Like was Yeah. I mean, it was pretty bad. Like people lost power for like days and internet for days, and yeah, it was pretty bad. So
did you lose any power?
No, I was fine. Like, it was some flickering here and there. And, I mean, you couldn't drive because, like, you know, they don't care about snow removal in Portland. So they just kind of, like, drive on the top of it and it turns into ice. And so, yeah.
Does it snow often out there? I know it rains a lot, but does it snow often out there?
No, not what I would call, like,
okay,
any significant snow. But
gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha, man. How's life on the other side now? So, yeah.
That's good. No complaints.
That's good. Good to hear. Boozer, what's up with you, bro? Digging the hat. What is that? Like, what team is that?
Oh, you missed it. Apparently, I don't know. J-E-S. And I gave him the wrong name. I think I know for sure it's a soccer. It's a New York soccer club that's no longer in existence. So it's a throwback. And I think they were called the New York Rangers Football Club. So okay. They're from like the 60s and 70s.
I know we have like a Rangers hockey team.
Right.
Yeah. And we had a soccer team too. Wow. Yeah. I wonder why they got rid of the soccer team.
It's either that or the Stars. I'm not honestly sure. But I guess, soccer never takes off in New York, right? That's the thing. Because they have, like, the Major League Soccer Club. Jay, you know what it's called? Or Cash, you know the name of the... Like, there's a current MLS soccer team, and I think they play at the Meadowlands.
New York Football Club? That was it called? The MLS?
That's it? Okay.
Or the Red Bulls?
That's what it was. Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah, there's two of them. There's the MLS Red Bulls, and there's the MLS New York City Football Club.
There you go. But the Red Bulls around now for like 20 years, and no one still pays any fucking attention to them.
That's my thing. That's what pops in my head is, well, you know, New York is a very culturally, probably the most culturally diverse place in the country. And you would think that, you know, a soccer team in New York would be a big thing. You know, just
well,
the
they
old,
technically
like
play
most...
in Jersey, so that's probably has
okay.
A lot.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, because people, weekends at the parks, you see soccer matches taking place everywhere.
Like back when I was working in New York, like when like the big, you know, soccer was at FIFA and all that is going on, like the whole world stops with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the World Cup is big. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like especially in other countries, like outside of the country, outside of the States, like I think soccer is probably what the most popular sport in the world.
By far. Yep.
But hey, you learn something new every day. So thank you, sir, and your diverse selection of hats.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
But other than that, weather's been crazy in New York since January 31st. It feels like we had like 30 feet of snow. There's still snow on the ground. right now is finally melting, but I can, yeah, a couple days ago I started to see the brick in my backyard for the first time in like 4 weeks. So that's, yeah, that was kind of crazy. And I'm also house, so that's been crazy. We found a place. Now we're waiting to like sign contracts and get a closing date. But it's gonna be a process.
Yeah. How soon do you think you'll be able to move to make the move? Months?
Three to four months.
Okay.
Like we're ready to go like yesterday. Like my wife and I, like we're fine. Like we're going. We have nothing holding us back, except now the sellers are saying like they might need extra time to find, because they have to find a place, move out, so they have to do everything, close.
Do you? Okay. Do you want to do any renovations, or are you fine with it as is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, it's moving ready, like as it is. So we're just gonna have to. We might do little things like paint some walls, put up, like, a couple things. Like we might do once everything, all the furniture is out, and before we put ours in, we might do a couple things. But there's a lot that we want to do, but it'll just come over the course of time. So as it is, we're gonna.
You're gonna have a game room. Booze is gonna have like a fucking humidor room for all the cigars.
I would love to, but this is not the it's not the dream house, so that stuff's gonna have to. It's probably never gonna happen in this house. It'll be the next one.
Yeah. Fixer upper, you know what I mean? Building wealth.
It's small, but it'll meet our current needs. And I'll say my Cash can speak to this, but now is not the time to buy a house. It's fucking crazy out there.
Oh yeah.
Interest rates are low, but I'm gonna say thankfully they started to rise last week. So hopefully buyers start to like lay off and ease back, because there's just no inventory out there. So that means the sellers get whatever the fuck they want. They want your firstborn and your left kidney, you give it to them and hope that they accept your offer.
Yeah.
So, you're not getting a break in price. You're, whatever it's listed at, expect a bidding war, and you're going to pay over the list price. Seller concessions, you're not getting any of your closing costs covered by the seller. You got to cover all that shit yourself. And still, they're going to reject you. One of the craziest things, and this actually makes me really upset, almost all sellers right now will not accept someone who has an FHA or a VA loan. They want only conventional loan holders. And there's no good reason for it other than them just being discriminatory and having like preconceived notions about people who have who are getting FHA and VA loans. But like at the end of the day, if your loan is gonna, if you're gonna be able to get the loan from the bank, the seller's getting all their proceeds, like why does it matter? But they're using that. They're like, some listing agents are straight up saying, don't come to us with anything other than a conventional loan. And then others are not saying it outright, but then they'll never accept one. They'll never accept an FHA loan offer. So it's really crazy out there right now.
I mean, I'm gonna be extremely layman about this, but money is money, is it not? So, like I got the fucking loan. You're gonna get paid. Like what the big deal? What the problem is?
They think that because you're going for these non-conventional loans, you don't have good credit and you're not putting enough money down, or your finances must not be as good as someone who's getting a conventional. So it comes down to discrimination, pretty much.
Yeah. They strikes again. Hey, they. You're a low life. Fuck you. Ain't that right, Cash?
America.
Yeah. Exactly, man. But glad to know, congrats, Boozer, in advance.
And thanks. Well, me and Jay, you're gonna coordinate the summer get togethers to make
Hell yeah.
I was gonna say
gonna be around the same time. We'll turn it up, man. It's gonna be a great time.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother? You doing all right, Jay?
Me? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good on this hiatus. It's been more of the same, I guess. Boozle was talking about snow and shit. We get snow, too, up here in upstate.
Small things to a giant, right?
What's that?
I said small thing to a giant, right?
Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing to it. Back in school, doing clinicals and shit like that. So just busy, busy, busy with schoolwork. But this is the last semester. I should be finishing in May. God willing, man. Just got to keep grinding. It's going to be over. Mm-hmm. Oh, update on Noom. Shit is going fantastic. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that, man. Good shit keeping that going, bro. I know that shit is not easy.
No, it's not. I'm eating a lot less than I was eating before because I love the snack. It's not even a meal thing. I love snacking. Mm. So if you got snacks, listen, candy, chips, whatever you got, man. Love
all the etceteras.
Yes, yes. But I can't do it right now. I'm trying to incorporate new techniques into the life. And it's been working, man. I've been eating less, but I'm still satiated and stuff and working out more. You know,
they need to come up with like a snack patch. How they got the nicotine patch. Need a snack patch.
You should invent that. Listen.
Snackatine.
Listen, what would it? Can it like pump like fake sugar into your bloodstream?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Artificial sugar that doesn't like give you diabetes or something. Right. Like there's some sort of variant that like satisfies whatever those receptors are in your body that love snacks so much. You know what I mean? Like the euphoria that you get, like, oh, this is good.
You need healthier snacks. That's all some nuts, some grapes.
That doesn't do it. That's the trick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Taste all the yogurt.
That's all in your head.
Yeah,
I want some head extremes.
Make the receptors like think they're getting what they want.
Right.
I don't want better living through chemistry, so I'm gonna pass on the patch. I'm gonna just try to do it the natural way, and the psychology part is actually working, so I'm happy for that. But other everything else, man, things are going pretty well.
That's good, Jay. That's good, man. You're one of our editors, so you know keeping you happy, keeping you in base happy is paramount. You feel me?
Yeah, listen, I appreciate the break too. The break was nice. Listen, I'm not complaining about that. I miss it, man. But I don't sometimes editing all the time. It was nice to have a little break in between.
All right. Thanks to Mr. Edit Point himself. Cash. How you doing, man? How you been? How are you holding up, sir? Because I know you've probably been impacted the most by the last in the storms.
Yeah, so you know, bullshit. I have to had damage in my place. I had to recover, but like Bass was saying, I had power outages for like about 2-3 days. So that wasn't cool. So it was a matter of, you know, every time the power went on, I just had to cook everything at once, like pasta, chicken, whatever have you, and then try to warm it back up, boiled water and stuff like that. So we just huddled up together in one room and
it feels warm.
Yeah. It feels kind of, you know, selfish to complain when people still don't have access to hot water now. So I just feel like wrong to complain about that type of stuff, but it was annoying in that respect. Mm-hmm. So happy to say that things are looking on the up and up, you know?
That's good. Hey, wasn't there like some asshole mayor out there who, you know, kind of shitted on all the people?
Yes.
I forget the guy's name. I think he's like the mayor of Colorado City, Texas, or something like that. I think he's going to be like a preemptive entry today for low life of the week.
I forget the gentleman's name. And the people of Texas as a whole. Whoever decided that we shouldn't be on the grid, of either the Western or Eastern interconnect, they can go to hell. So just start off with that. Good morning, everyone. Portland, though, but other than that,
good morning to everyone.
The mayor's name is Tim Boyd, former mayor.
Yeah, he was forced to resign after that fuck shit that he said, man. So fuck you.
What did he say?
He essentially said, you know, you got to suck it up and deal with it and find solutions to your own problems. You know, we don't give a fuck. You have no power. Basically, telling everybody to be a fucking hunter. And go out there and, you know, kill your own game and shit and eat it. And start.
Right. He said the government is not here to help you in your time of need. And it's like, why are you the mayor of the city? Pretty sure that's like the definition of of government.
Taxes,
that's one of the social contracts you make.
You hope. He's just being honest. We don't got no money, so you better deal with this shit, you know? But I feel like it's kind of like Kanye West. You're not wrong, but it's how you say it.
Right.
Like, when people don't have power, that's not a time to say, we ain't going to do shit for you.
Right.
So we're trying to help you, but in the meantime,
goddammit.
Right.
Yeah.
But nah, bro, I'm glad to see that you're here, Cash.
Thank you.
And you're safe. You know what I mean? Because I know not everybody was that fortunate throughout these storms. They've been crazy. Right. Unprecedented, touching regions that are normally not touched by that sort of weather. So glad you're good, man. I think you moved into the new hideout. So
yes.
Internet is spectacular.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can see that clearly.
Yes.
Up that goddamn
yes.
Spock sign again, guys. Spock motherfucking dollar sign is in the building.
Yeah, so hopefully the internet keeps up. I was having issues on my phone. If you guys know anything about randomized MAC addresses versus device MAC addresses, my router was having issues. Won't bore you guys. It's early in the morning. Won't bore you guys with that stuff. But, yeah, other than that, shout out to Spectrum.
I think that sounds like an issue for your soon-to-be graduated, was it computer engineering sibling?
No, yeah.
Actually, so sticking with the Texas like fuckery, I saw that some of these electrical companies or power companies in Texas, while everyone, 4 million people didn't have power, some of them are gonna potentially make like hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars from spike in the electricity prices.
Yes.
Like some of them are definitely going to lose, right? Some of them are going to be losing $1 billion, but somebody on the flip side is going to be making $1 billion. Yeah. And one of them is the company that Jerry Jones runs, or one of the companies that, the Dallas Cowboys owner runs. The CEO or the CFO was on an investor call last week and said that the crazy weather was, what was his quote? Basically said it was like the best thing that could have ever happened for the company or some shit, something very out of touch. And he had to apologize for that, but that's the least that he should be doing. But yeah, so yeah, Jerry Jones is rolling in the dough even more while 4 million people didn't have power and running water and shit.
The rich get richer.
Yeah.
Punks.
Yeah, let's give a big fuck you to Texas for being the only state that, gets their power from themselves and then deregulated the shit out of their electrical grid and can't, keep up with some cold temperatures.
All right. Fuck you, Texas. We want our power. Give us our power back.
Right. Please.
But nah, man, in all serious, glad you're all right. I know a lot of people in Texas are probably still dealing with those problems. So if you're listening to this, we appreciate the level of diligence and we hope your lives get back to normal as soon as motherfucking possible. I've been managing pretty good throughout the last couple of weeks. Work has been a little crazy, but comes with the territory, right? You know what I mean? So just grateful to still have something and all that shit. Down here in Georgia, the weather didn't get too bad. Like, I think we had a couple of like flurries here and there and like some sleet. It caused like some black ice and all that stuff, but nothing too catastrophic. So I've been good from that perspective. Just taking the time to, roll with the punches at work, And, just navigating through things and shit, Trying not to revitalize as much. you can't use that as a crutch all the time. you don't want that to be the modus operandi, You don't want to be doing that all the time. I mean, it's good for you, but yeah, gotta find other ways to let your hair down, so to speak, too. So.
Meditation.
Cash said meth. That reminded me of that episode of Family Guy where Peter took that shit and like he was with Stewie, and then like the next time Stewie turns around, he goes, "I'm so fucking ready." And he like his hair is all crazy. He looks like one of those fucking those trolls. Remember those dolls I'm talking about? Like those little troll dolls with the fucking red hair.
They're sticking up.
Yeah, that's what
trolls.
Trolls. I think that's what they call.
Yeah, they are just trolls.
Okay. But nah, man, it's been a pretty good past couple of weeks. Like I said, didn't deal with the bad weather. Here in Atlanta, actually, it's about in the 80s today, and it was pretty nice yesterday as well. So yeah, man, yeah. So got out there, enjoyed the weather. To a small extent, but just doing a little something, and that was pretty good and pretty rewarding. So hopefully, the weather changes for everybody else as well. we approaching spring and shit, but nah, man, to put a bow in this segment, just glad everybody's doing all right, and we're all here after this 2-week hiatus, and guys, we're back, you know what I mean? We won't leave you hanging that long, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Cash said maybe. So it's a possible, but well, you know, when you need us, we'll be here.
Hi, guys. You're listening to The High Life Show, hosted by The High and Low Lives and my daddy. Peace, homie, out.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. Like, so I guess sports is first. So, Base, I saw something, you know, going like that. What's this Rooney Rule, and how is it impacting the NFL? Like, what's the deal with that?
I'll give you like a little background. It was instituted in 2003, and it was just saying that the front offices needed to have interviewed at least one minority candidate to try to help with the problem with like that the fact that the coaching in the NFL is not diverse either. The managers aren't diverse, and a lot of the coaching staff isn't diverse. So over the years, they've implemented even more rules to kind of try to help with that. But obviously, if you've seen any football game, you know that it's not really doing well because they're kind of using it as like, I just need to go through the motions and act like I'm interviewing for a specific person or a minority. And it doesn't always really pan out. Because I think right now, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's only like 4 minority head coaches in the NFL, I feel like. But yeah, I thought it was interesting. Interesting to see that they were trying something, but yeah. I mean, it's the NFL, so.
So how do you know what you think it could get fixed? What they can do on top of it is just hiring more diverse people, because it's very true that you probably should do that, because the players are a very diverse group of players. Like, you know, the players are diverse.
Yeah, I think they're faced with the same problem a lot of industries are faced with in America. Like, they just have. It's difficult for them to, or they are not putting the effort in, really somewhere, stop not putting the effort in to try to look for a more diverse, like, group of people to work for their company. So,
no doubt. What you think, Cash?
Me personally, I think the Rooney Rule and NFL, sorry to get so heavy so early in time, I think it's bullshit. Because it's really just to bring somebody in to make it appear as if they're not, you know.
So it's like a token situation.
Kind of. Yep. Because there's a really good, like, if anyone follows the NFL, I mean, the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy, he's supposed to be one of the top offensive guys. He helped Patrick Mahomes get an MVP, win the Super Bowl last year, and he couldn't get a job this year for whatever reason.
Yep.
And then the other side of the Super Bowl, Todd Bowles, who was a former coach of the New York Jets, he couldn't get a job either for whatever reason. So Todd Bowles has proven that he may be a very astute defensive mind, but he can't handle handle the complexity of being head coach. So you're right, Boozer. Todd Bowles is a butt. It's just a matter of you're able to do this, but then you're just going to bring someone in just as a token, say, hey, we interviewed someone. So, but then I think it comes from the owners too. There's 32 teams. They're only from. They have that perspective of basically, I think one of the guys said before he died, you can't have the inmates running the asylum. They look at NFL players as not as human beings, but as commodities. And then I would think it would make more sense to have someone that relates to the players be the coach of the players, because then you could get more out of them. That doesn't mean they necessarily have to be black, but you should probably look into any person.
Look at demographics, like where did they grow up? And
right, I think
like
the Jets.
Right.
I think the Jets hired. I think the first Muslim American coach, Robert Saleh or Salehi, if I'm not pronouncing his name correctly.
Fun fact. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
That coach, you're right, is the first. He is also the brother of the woman who's running for district attorney, Manhattan DA. Who Kyrie Irving didn't like go to the game and was on her.
Shout out my boy. Yes.
Smutty Dance.
Making ripples everywhere.
Yes.
More on the Smutty Dance later on, guys. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Exactly. So by and large, I think the Rooney Rule is bullshit. It's not going to change until, you know, you get some more diversity at the ownership levels. But that's billions of dollars. And billions of dollars are hard to come by. There's not a lot of diversity when it comes to that tax bracket. So...
together, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, I need to get together.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, yeah, that's what it's a call to, you know, maybe one day we can buy a team. I would not do that, but it's a waste of money. But you can do it.
A soccer team.
A soccer team, that's also a waste of money. If you buy the wrong team, that's burning cash. You might as well burn cash in your lawn and just get warm.
All the opportunities that would allow for though.
Yeah. So even now, like you like the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that comes to mind, like that team sucks. Always sucks. No one's coming there. So you're paying people to lose, basically what it comes down to, if you don't have the right coaching infrastructure. So I think the Rooney rule was good gesture, Steve, but I don't think it's. But then now I think they're saying that if you do hire a minority person, you could get more you could get compensatory draft picks.
Yeah, that's
to incentivize people. Yeah. Like an affirmative action sort of thing. Like, oh, you hire you hire a defensive coordinator, you get this many picks. You hire someone in the front office, you get this many picks. So I think there needs to be some, because the NFL has a long way to go. It's not like the NBA where Adam Silver actually listens to the players and you can see like some social change and social actions come into play. It wasn't until those players made that video together that Roger Goodell came out and said, oh, maybe we were wrong about Colin Kaepernick, you know? So the NFL has some work to do. That all being said, let's go Big Blue.
Giants are 5 next year. Giants are 5. Well, not 5. You know what the fuck I mean. Giants in 1. Obviously, I don't know shit about football. But no, man. Yeah, I mean that the Rooney Rule sounds like it could be a very much double-edged sword. But I do agree. I do lean, you know, with the lean towards you guys' sentiments that, you know, you should have some level of, you know, someone who can speak, you know, these players' languages, so to speak. You know what I mean? Someone that kind of shares similar demographics. You know what I mean? And things of that nature, because, you know, it's like that the success of a team lies within how you can connect with like your players.
I think the new head coach they hired for the Lions, Dan Campbell, he's like, you know, I like the fact people say I'm a meathead. Like, I don't use a lot of my brain. I like when people say that. Like, yeah, they just hire dumbass people because they relate to them. The owners hire who relate to them instead of people who relate to the players. And I think it doesn't have to be a race thing. It just has to be like, think of who your players would be.
If you're
looking at the players as a commodity or asset, you have to put them in a situation where they'd be able to prosper.
Yeah.
You can't have someone that's going to treat these grown men, multi-million dollars, treating them like little kids, because then they're going to get beat up in the parking lot. And no one needs that. So.
All right. No, you're right, man. You're right. Tell them cash. but we'll see, you know. What do you think about the All-Star game, guys? Like, the selections are kind of weird. Like, I think Devin Booker, or as Cash calls him, Demon Booker. I saw something that said, you know, like he wasn't selected and a couple other like pretty good players weren't selected. But I know since then, because of an injury, I think it's KD or someone, he's now on the team or some shit like that.
I think now with the All-Star game rosters, I think everyone is pretty satisfied with like who's on it. But when they were initially announced, Demon Booker was definitely a snub. So was Zach LaVine in the Eastern Conference.
Was Damian on it originally?
He wasn't either, I don't think.
That's stupid.
How does that
crazy,
happen?
Yeah.
Because it's a voting system, right? It's not a skill level thing, right?
No, well, the starters
it's like
are
it's
voted
voting between
by the
coaches. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the starters are voted in by the fans. So there's 5 on each side is just based on fan vote. But then everyone else, all the reserves, are picked by, I think, the voting of the players and the coaches. I would say the biggest issue I had with the initial roster was Devin Booker not being named, but then Chris Paul, on his, you know, who's on his team, being selected. And it's like, how did that happen? But apparently a lot of that was like politics. Because the All-Star game is happening because Chris Paul is the, you know, head of the Players Association, and he really pushed hard to have the All-Star game happen. And apparently without him, it wouldn't have. So it was kind of like, oh, well, you made this happen. So and I mean, he's playing well, but I don't think he's playing All-Star level well. Due to injuries on both the East and West, the players who weren't on initially, I think it's been rectified. So like KD got injured on the, or is injured on the East. And so DeMontis Sabonis got selected in, to replace him. And that dude's putting up crazy numbers for the Pacers. So that was good. And then the interesting thing I thought is that, so KD and LeBron got the most votes. So they're the team captains. So they get to select who they want on their rosters. And so even though KD's not playing, he's still remaining as the captain. So he's still going to select the players, which I think is a little weird. But I guess, I mean, he, it's not like he was just like, you know, one of the top players like voted on. It's like he was the number one player in the Eastern Conference, you know, with votes wise. So I think that's why they're still doing it. So he still gets that honor. And then he's just not going to participate in the game. So I think I'm okay with it, but it's kind of weird. Like he's not going to be playing, but he's selecting the whole, you know, everyone else on the team. So yeah, it's going to be him and LeBron picking their teams. I guess the interesting thing is last year when the Greek Freak was the captain, he like threw mad shade James.
Oh yeah, did he?
Let's see if like he got the most votes again. And yeah, he was basically, he said something like to the effect of, "Oh, I need somebody who's gonna like play defense down the stretch, so I'm not gonna pick Harden." And then pick.
Yeah, dude, I think I do remember that shit. I think I remember hearing that one. Yeah, he don't hold his tongue, but I think we were talking about this. And it's like a cultural thing. It's like I think Vase, you made that point or whatever. Like it's more so not because he's being an ass, he's just being very blunt. You know,
yeah.
Which I appreciate.
I think he's just not self-aware. He's not media savvy yet. Like you can't say shit like that.
But it does make for like good TV. And
But I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I don't think he's doing it to be like a heel. I think he just.
Oh shit, man! Watch wrestling. That's a wrestling term.
I know. I was looking at you. That's why I said it. No.
Okay. I was like, man, I can talk. I can talk
to you. Please don't. Unless Cardi B
I don't actively watch it anyway. Like I'll catch like headlines and stuff like that just to know what's going on and all that, but I don't have cable, so I don't watch it either anymore.
You know, me and Cash still have this bet going as to like who can like know the most random topics and shit and test each other. So I need to know a little bit about everything.
Okay. Well, I think right now, Bad Bunny is actually in the WWE right now. He's going to
really?
Be at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Holy shit! Yeah. He's actually wrestling, or he's just like a.
He is like he was in the Royal Rumble. Like he got into the Royal
what?
Rumble, jumped off the top rope, like crossbody splash somebody. I think he's gonna be in a tag team match during WrestleMania.
Oh wow!
He's training, so like it's amazing. Like he went because everybody knows that viral video of him like spitting out the water at the game, like Triple H. So I guess the WWE guys caught one of that, and you know that's why he's like you know in a program with them now. Because like each year they get like a high profile celebrity to partake in the like WrestleMania is like the biggest show of the year for WWE. Wrestling in general is like the biggest spectacle of the year.
So what color is his hair?
It's black right now.
Oh,
we'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens. You know when it comes time for WrestleMania, maybe he'll do it pink. Or some shit like that, or gray. I don't know. Maybe he'll look like Bugs Bunny or something. I don't fucking know.
Oh, Corey, random topics. Apparently, he has a song called Booker T. So.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Booker T is that guy, man. I fuck with
Booker T. Still wrestling?
Spinneroonie. He doesn't wrestle anymore, but he does like commentary. And I think he has his own wrestling promotion. You know, I think it's called like The Reality of Wrestling or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, he was like 40 something when we were like teenagers, so
he's up there, like yeah, he got to be pushing his 50s. Lisa was good, you know.
And Bad Bunny was the 24/7 champion. Apparently, that's a thing.
Yes.
I think it's on site. Anybody could come beat you up anywhere, and you could take.
It's kind of like this generation's version of the hardcore title. Remember the hardcore title?
Yeah.
Anybody could go to Cassius Point. You could go fuck somebody up anywhere with a bunch of garbage cans and. Like wrestling, like WWE is now like more PG, so that's why they have the 24/7 title.
So
it's like comical. It's like situations where like somebody's rolling up, knocking you in the back of your head with a referee in tow to like, you know, do the count for you and all that stuff.
So like Booza, if I'm the 24/7 champion, you could come hit me with a 2x4, knock me out. As long as you have a referee there, you could now become the new 24/7 champion and go drive off.
And Bad Bunny was able to hold this title.
Yes. I don't know for how long. I don't know who he beat and who beat him, but I don't
know. I think he's still champion.
Put that on the resume.
Yeah. Also an unneeded fun fact, there was a Booker T sandwich in Brooklyn at a restaurant that was removed because it was deemed too unhealthy. I had it, it was delicious, and I wish they didn't take it off, and I apologize if anyone had to go to the hospital for it. It was essentially a thick beef patty with a fried chicken cutlet on top, and that was a Booker T. And when I tell you deliciousness.
Yes. Tremendous. Yes. Gotta get me one of those. But yeah, well, there's your random knowledge, Booza. So maybe that'll tip the scales against Cash. I don't know. But
we need to talk about Rookie of the Year. That's what we need to talk about.
You want to talk about Melo. That's what you want to talk about.
Yeah, because Cash left. I don't got anybody to argue with.
I won't argue with you on that. He's doing great. I ain't got to understand. That's all I got.
Anthony Edwards, dog. Anthony fucking Edwards.
The shit out of Russell Westbrook a couple nights ago.
He ain't fucking around. He is not fucking around. I told you.
He's like the NBA version of fucking Marshawn Lynch. Have you seen any of his interviews? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They're already doing like clips, like
side by side.
Well, no. Just like they're doing like all of Anthony Edwards clips, like doing like videos, putting them all together.
The highlight reel.
Yeah, he said some wild shit. But it's all funny. Like nothing like reckless. It's just the one with the woman, the female reporter who was interviewing him, I gave that reporter a lot of props because she just, once she recognized where he was going, she just like kept prodding him and egging him on. It was pretty funny.
Everything. Yeah. You name it. Clean up.
Swimming.
Y'all do good at it. I like the one where he had like the Popeyes and all that shit too.
He's like, sir, did you get your Popeyes? You know it. It's right here. But, all right.
I like that guy. Shoot himself.
I like him too because he's like, yeah, I try to give, you know, Ricky Rubio, he gives me like a lot of advice, and I tell him too, I believe in you. Cause I like when I tell people I believe in them, hopefully they won't want to get, you know, won't let me down or whatever. Now, he just seemed like a good dude, and I said he's going to be the greatest player or failure ever. There is no middle. He's better than LaMelo, he's better than LaMelo at everything. He can do nothing better than
LaMelo. He's not better than LaMelo passing.
He hasn't tried to yet. He hasn't decided to work on that side of his game.
Hey, everyone. This is Big Dom from Bull, Bug, and Cow. You're listening to The High Life Show with my boy, J.E., so you better keep it locked.
But, I guess the next topic is mine, right? So, like, the whole thing behind Biden is not willing to forgive $50,000 in student loan forgiveness, which, in my opinion, is bullshit. I mean,
bullshit.
It really is. I mean, I guess from his perspective, he's trying to be fiscally responsible with the nation's budget and all that stuff. But it's like we make concessions in other areas, like, you know, our war budget and our military spending is through the roof and all that stuff. When it comes time to bail out all these big fucking companies, you know, let's do all the billions upon billions of dollars that we have. But when we talk about reinvesting into, you know, the future, you know, the young people are the future. You know what I'm saying? And we can't forgive them. We can't give them forgiveness. You know what I mean? That's like, it's so ass backwards to me. It's like, you know, it just goes to show you like where our values lie. And it's, you know, through lobbyists and stuff like that and all these entities that actually, you know, kind of has like our government by its balls. So, you know, I hear all the intricacies and why he's saying that it's not like that, you know, why he can't do it. But it is that you can do it, but you're being pushed not to because you have to focus. You have to make other people happy, which is fuckery. What about the people? You know what I mean? The fact that going even beyond the stupid forgiveness issue, like, why is it taking this long for people to get their fucking stimulus checks? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the same. It's like a repetitive theme where, you know, it's like these big companies and all that stuff, they get bailed out. But when it comes to the actual people that are trying to better themselves, like these kids are not taking out these loans to not do anything, to like just fuck off on it. Like they're trying to get a higher education to get their foot in the door, you know, career wise and all that stuff. So I'd like to see more widespread reinvestment into like folks that are trying to get their education and all that. Anybody has thoughts? Cash? I know Cash has a very interesting viewpoint on all this. Let's hear what you got to say, brother.
Okay. So when it comes to student loan forgiveness and whatever else, like, I understand that it's how you improve your lot in life. But at the other hand, too, there has to be some sort of accountability in regards to, because, like, for instance, yes, you have to go to school, but no, it doesn't have to cost that much. And I think there's not accountability on the student's part, but accountability on the part of the institutions of higher learning either. Like, they're just increasing these costs as a barrier to prevent people from getting, you know, improving their lot in life. So it's a deterrent. Like, should I just get a job or should I get debt and a job? So now you're graduating with a four-year degree, and sometimes people's four-year degree ain't worth shit. So now they got to go get other stuff because, I guess, like a psych degree. Like, if you just get a bachelor's in psychs, I don't know what you could do with that besides be a guidance counselor, if anything. And I don't know how much money they make. So then you want to go, okay, then you get your master's. Then it's like, okay, maybe you could be a counselor. But then if you want to be a doctor, you have to go get your doctorate. So that's what, 10 years of school minimum? And school, and let's say hypothetically school is $10,000. That's $100,000 a year, right? That's a lot of fucking money. And most people don't have $100,000 lying around. But at the same time, I think that people are really, really burdened by student loan debt, right? It's a lot of money to go to school. And I think people do need help. They're doing the right thing by going to school, trying to increase their, you know, lot in life, trying to do better for their families. And it shouldn't cost $50,000 a year to do that.
That's a fact.
No, because like with student loan stuff, I really feel bad for people that, you know, you go into school and you got like six-figure debt. You can't do shit with that. Because most of the, like, if you don't have a great job, most of your money is going to go pay off that debt. So it's hard to pay rent, pay off debt, and stack cash to then if you want to do anything. You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, so, you're right, bro. Jay, what's good, brother? What are your thoughts on things?
I agree with both you guys' statements. It is difficult to, you know, kind of, I guess, pick and choose what you want to reimburse for, even though I understand what Cash is saying. You know, certain majors or certain degrees, it's probably harder to attain certain specific jobs. So when you're going to school, everybody has whatever reason behind it. You know, I know my parents were like, either you go to school or you get a job or you do something. You're just not even staying at home. So
you can't be a boss.
That was a big deterrent for me to get in school. But at the same time, when you're 18 years old, you don't really know what you want to do with your life.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true. Kind of just pressure too soon.
Right. But yeah. I do think as far as education or from an education standpoint, there should be some more assistance if you're not going to give any kind of loan forgiveness, because some jobs might give loan forgiveness in specific fields. I know in healthcare, you can get some loan forgiveness depending on where you work. But I don't know how that translates if you're an engineer or if you're in the financial sector. So it kind of sucks that Biden said, you know, kind of just said flat out no. And the $10,000, I guess, is something that they've been talking about. And I don't know how true that is. And I don't know anyone that's received that money yet. So we got to do a little bit better with the educational system.
Agreed. Cash, what are your thoughts, bro? What's your retort to that?
So if every person, right, they get their debt forgiven, $50,000. So how does that affect the, not to be anti-socialism or whatever, but how does that affect the institution who gave out the loan, and how does that affect the person? Is that because normally what happens is when your debt is forgiven, sometimes it's treated as income, right? So if you didn't have the money to pay that off over long term, now you got to pay back $110 worth of income tax. So now instead of owing the company money, now you owe the government money. So there's student loans is like a $1 billion business. So if you forgive that, like, how does that affect? I don't know if you guys know, but I don't know how that works. If you just say, oh, hey, it's all good.
Well, I guess I would assume that the government has to like foot the bill, right? Like they have to pay these people. They can't just force them to not be, you know, not to take in those revenues and whatnot. Right. But my problem is this: it's like, you know, it's like we find the money to loan to these companies, right? To the AIGs of the world, going back to the credit crunch and all that stuff. They fucked up pretty bad too, and they're professionals. So my thing is, you can't find hundreds of billions of dollars to help, you know, struggling kids who are, you know, you don't even give them a chance to really progress in their lives, financially speaking. You know, it's like you're being punished or doing something productive with your life and all that. So I guess I'm rambling at this point, but we found the money to bail these people out. We find the money to build more nuclear bombs or whatever the fuck it is that we're doing from a military standpoint. And I'm full for that. I don't want nobody fucking with America. I live here, right? But, you know, let's do the same when it comes to, you know, the folks looking for higher education. Yeah. Base, what do you think?
I think we talked about it before, but I just think they need to do something on the opposite end of, like, trying to put some sort of cap on these schools or making, like, freer, like, more affordable higher education, and we wouldn't have this problem. Because you need to go to school and, like, not go to school, but you need to get some sort of, like, advanced learning in some sort of area. It doesn't have to be college, but...
Yeah, like some sort of vocation, like become a plumber or like electrician, things like that. That's true. But yeah, to your point, man, like they took a lot of those programs out, and a lot of, you know, a lot of areas that socioeconomically speaking could benefit from that, you know, like those programs are just, you know, too far in between, however that saying goes. But I think we're all along the same lines. But Cash, I definitely get your point, bro. Like, you got to know what you get yourself into as well. You can't just, I want education and I want it from the best place, and you can't just... You got to realize that you're inheriting, like,
hundreds of thousands. More education. Like, you can't just be running up debt and be like, oh, yeah, I need help now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
accountability on everybody's side. The borrower, the school, the government, everybody needs to help each other out, you know?
Yeah, agree. And, you know, what could probably help with that is, like, all right, if you have X, Y, Z in student loans, then that shit comes out to check just like, you know, taxes or not to be morbid, none of us still deal with this, thank God, but like child support, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that have that sort of setup. I don't know what the answer is, but it's a problem. And I feel like our government is failing us on said problem. And try not to take out too much in student loans if you don't have to either. If I can do it again, I love my alma mater, but I probably would have stayed like a too. There you go. Thanks, Cash.
CUNY. But,
yo, there you go. CUNY, SUNY, you can do all of that, man. For those in New York, for those native New Yorkers. What's up, Jay?
Coronavirus, right? It's still a thing.
This is true.
I just want to mention, I saw something this morning that Johnson & Johnson got approved by FDA. So we got another vaccine out there.
Don't do it.
One shot, one kill. It's a one shot deal, right?
It's like, you know, 80. You want the 90.
Listen, I'm already vaccinated. I'm not worried about that. I'm just giving the people some information. The numbers are kind of low, but it's a one shot deal. And I think they had a study of about 43,000 people or whatever. And I think at a high, like, they reassessed the numbers. I think it was like 80% effective against severe complications. It's not saying you're not going to get coronavirus, but it's saying that, you know, the chances of you dying, you know, go down. So there is another vaccine available for people now that puts us at 3. And if you just want one shot, because sometimes they were saying the people that received the first shot from Pfizer and Moderna, some people weren't going back for the second shot, that sort of thing. So, you know, it's good that they have another option that's available. Now, if I had to choose between all the options available, I would say personally, I wouldn't pick Johnson & Johnson just for my personal reasons. But it's good to have another vaccine available for the people, because maybe this would get us to herd immunity like I was talking about with Cash earlier. And Cash, what do you got to say, man?
Well, why do you oppose Johnson & Johnson?
It's not that I oppose them. They're just not my first choice is what I'm saying. Now, when it comes to... Well, hold on. Let me just say this. when it comes to vaccines, like, numbers greater than 50 or 60% are great for vaccines. Just because we had the 90s for, you know, Pfizer and Moderna, those are kind of like the exception when it comes to certain things. And the studies were shorter than what we usually look at. So great numbers for Pfizer and Moderna, and not so great in, you know, public opinion for Johnson & Johnson, but still better than getting coronavirus. Now, what do you
they
got?
They better stick to the baby oil, you heard? They better stick to that fucking baby oil.
So the reason that you are against is not the reason is the efficacy rates are lower with the Johnson & Johnson compared to Pfizer and Moderna. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Yeah. On paper, the efficacy is lower. It's just like if you know something works better somewhere else, you might want to choose the somewhere else before you go with the other product that may not be as effective. That's what I'm looking at. And that's just my personal opinion.
It's like going to Voodoo Donuts instead of Dunkin' Donuts because you know Voodoo is better.
Correct.
Hey, that's the joke.
Yeah, so I know we're all like laughing about it. And I guess given the choice, we would all pick either Moderna or Pfizer. But
or Hennessy.
I saw something where like health officials are saying, hey, we have three options now.
Pick one.
You take the one that's available to you. Like, fuck, like, you know, choosing or saying, nah, I'm not going to get that. I'll wait for the better one. Nah, if you have the Johnson & Johnson is what's available and that's the only one, take that shit.
I suggest everyone buy a bottle of VSOP privilege and pray to whatever God you believe in. Thank you.
Like a Titanic scenario. We're all going down the shit.
No, I definitely agree with you, Bulls. Whatever comes available, take it because, you know, it's better than getting coronavirus. We're over 500,000 now in the U.S. alone. And I haven't looked at any numbers for people getting vaccinated and people dying. I think we're at zero. So you might want to do the math. It's kind of simple. But it's up to you, ultimately, whatever you guys want to do.
Wait, does Hank Aaron not count?
Listen, don't try to stop him. Guy was 86 years old. I don't think the vaccines will put him over the edge, man. Get out of here.
Tinfoil hat. But yeah, I guess any other thoughts on the coronavirus and the vaccines and all that shit? I think we all spoke our piece. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about that shit too, but more power to everybody who's taking it. It makes it a lot easier for the world to open back up. J.E. Bass, fashion. We talking about mules, jean jackets, and orange hats. What the fuck is going on? Is
we're not talking about donkeys.
Yeah, just to enlighten everyone on what a mule is, it's a shoe with the back, with no back, basically. So it looks like a slide. Some of them have laces, some of them don't. Just to educate everyone on those. I know you've probably seen them before. Skechers, a lot of moms wear the Skecher versions. You've probably seen them. But now some of the streetwear and I want to say probably Nike and some of those other companies are like, everyone started jumping on the bandwagon now with spring coming because they're like, people want to have more of their foot out, I guess. I don't know. And I've been seeing a little bit more of them on Instagram and in real life. And that's also J.E.'s preferred shoe style. So,
as of probably last year, yes. I think Steve has owned a pair of Crocs probably longer than me. Yeah. But and he knows. Crocs. Yeah, see, and knows.
Tremendous. It feels amazing.
Mules, those are considered mules, and those came out back in 2002. And as Cash was demoing, hold on, I'll get to you, Cash. His bedroom slippers, and that's what mules really derived from, you know, inside comfort that wanted to take outside. So in their various brands, like Bases mentioned, high end, there's Louis, there's Gucci, there's Fendi, there's all of those names that have different type of mules. And their Crocs, like we mentioned, those are lower end, but, you know, very comfortable. So they got styles for every fashion. And I would say at this moment, it is my preferred shoe. I want to get the Birkenstock Boston. Oh, that's what I want to get. And that's probably the next cop. So, you know, very comfortable from what I hear. I got to try them on. I'll let you guys know. But I feel like they're all so stylish, you know. And what do you got, Cash?
So my thing is, I have a two-parter. Question is for Steve. So, Steve, when you're wearing your Crocs and your foot falls out, like, what happens?
What happens? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen, but hypothetically, if it happens, you know, I'll just slide it right back in there. Because you have the thing. You know, there's like some Crocs have the option of like, you have like a little latch around the back of your ankle. So it's like a little loop. So it's optional. But no, like to, you know, be real with you, when I do have them on mule style, like it don't fall off. and it feel like I'm walking on air, baby. You know what I'm
because
saying? Because
I feel like, say, for instance, you're walking in the dirty streets, right? And you're walking and your shoe just falls off. Do you hop back to the shoe or do you reach over and pull it back with your other foot and bring it close?
Dog, it's like, all right, usually I wear socks with Crocs anyway. So, like, fuck it. If I got to walk on the ground, whatever. And that's what the wash machine is for.
But
that's
what it has to J.E. or yourself in terms of your Croc or mule falling off. Okay.
Like, where are you running to? Why are you so worried? Like, what are you really be doing out there in Texas, motherfucker? If you're concerned about losing your fucking Croc if you're walking around.
Well, to be fair, I don't walk a lot much these days anyway. Yeah. Pretty sure, yeah. So
what the problem is? What are you afraid of? You're trying to project your fears on us Croc wearers, okay? And I'm taking offense to this shit now.
Because I feel that with Crocs, right? It's
that was a highly Stephen A. Smith like reminiscent piece. Like, Steve. Like, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Trailed
thank
off you, at you. The end, like, voice got really high.
So, that's how I feel about mules, because I feel like mules, like dad hats, are unfinished apparel, and I would prefer that, you know, it would
man, you need to get you some Crocs, especially somebody like you. You love opulence. You're like, you're a fan of opulence and shit like that. And they even have ones that are like, that are fur lined too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very comfortable. You would probably wear them shits. Once you start wearing them, Cash, you will probably during these calls have your feet kicked up just so you can see that we can see that you're wearing them shits. Nah. That's how much I think you'd like them. Nah. You like comfort.
I do. But not
it'll go great with your bathrobe outdoors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit that one out. I'm gonna sit that option out.
we know what to get you for your birthday now.
Please don't. If anything, if you want to send me some money, $ Cash Brooklyn, that'll be great.
No. No, no, Mr. Madoff, we're not doing that. So I think we said already, no more funds are being directed to you, sir.
Okay, I just got yelled at, so I have to spend some more money. Okay, that's oh dear, I'm gonna cry now in the closet.
The heart.
Yeah. I was gonna say, and the same thing with the, like, you see in a lot of the orange beanies, whatever, scullies. Yeah.
I don't want to offend the listenership of the pod, but I think this is the main attire of you gentlemen and females in terms of it'll be a bright fluorescent beanie,
yeah,
whether it's green or orange.
Or red.
It'll be
red.
Shoes that will not be... You have no ankle coverage on your shoes, and you're fine with that. That's okay. You want your ankles exposed? I don't know, but that's how you give it up. And I can't say anything to
you. So, you need to talk to us, man. Like, who are you running from, son? Why are you walking so goddamn fast? Are you worried about ankle support?
You always gotta be ready, man. This fucking bobcat and shit loose. Imagine you and your Crocs chilling out. There's a fucking bobcat.
Yeah, that's what your musket is for, right, man. You're in Texas. Get you a fucking musket. I told you that shit.
It'll blow you out of your shoes. Musket. The recoil will blow you out of your shoes. And then now what happened? Now you're on the floor stumbling and fumbling, and you're fucking.
You won't need them. The threat, the danger is gone. You know what I'm saying? One shot kill. You know what I mean?
And then jean jackets. Apparently jean jackets. They're very, very tight now. The sleeve stops mid-forearm because people like to be foolish.
Yeah.
So
I seen a jean bubble.
No. We're not doing that. I think Fabulous of all people had that shit on too.
Oh, did
Fabulous he usually makes sound fashion choices. But yeah, he had on, I think, like a jean bubble jacket. I'm like, that makes no sense. Throw the shit away.
Pass on that jean bubble, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like the way fashion is going right now, everything is kind of more relaxed anyway. So, like you said, the clog / mule look, like you said, the fluorescent hat on, and your jean jacket, you good to go. And everything is baggy now. I think the clothes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, everything's coming back to baggy.
That's the trend is now. If you look at any spring fashion and any from ASOS to H&M to whoever you subscribe to, that's what the look is right now.
Like relaxed bit.
Yeah.
It's
more baggy.
What we did in the 90s, that was baggy. It's like homeless relaxed fit.
Thank you, man, Mr. West, for that look, man.
Gosh.
No.
Is that a segue?
I don't think it was.
Well, that's all I got on fashion. Listen, I'm not.
I guess, like, yeah, just
my man Circa 86 slash Bay slash, you know, hold it down.
Right. He has all your needs, whether it be leisure wear, you know, you want to look nice and spiffy, all of that shit. You know what I mean? Go check out Circa 86. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I guess these days when it comes to fashion, you can wear whatever the fuck. That's what I do like about this day and age. It's like, you're no longer ostracized if you have on some name brand nobody fucking heard of before. Because back in the day, if you don't have on Rockaware or fucking Academics or Sean John or something along those lines, you're going to get fucking clowned and roasted till the sun goes down. Hey, what you got on? You got on fucking Payless shoes? You got on them Skippies? Why the fuck you got them LA gears on, dog? It ain't, we ain't eight. You know what I mean? So I do like the freedom that people have these days. But, you know. Cash, man, we got you. You know, we're gonna start a fund. Listen, this is what we're gonna do, guys. We're gonna do a GoFundMe to get the funds from our listeners so we can get Cash some really nice Crocs, you know, some gold line, gold plated Crocs. How about that? Yeah, there we go. He's like, nah. All right, going over into entertainment. I don't have a good enough segue for this, but this is something I'm very excited about. So I mean, I'm gonna presume that all you motherfuckers know what Mortal Kombat is, right? So Mortal Kombat, well, for those, I know you guys know, but for anyone who doesn't know, Mortal Kombat is probably one of the most popular fighting games of all time, particularly known for its level of gore and, you know, gruesomeness and, you know, neck snapping and eye gouging and slicing bodies up and all types of like just dark shit. But it's everybody fucks with it. You know what I mean? And they're doing a remake of the movie adaptation that came out for it back in 95. So Mortal Kombat is getting another live action movie. Now that we're in we're in the 21st century with all the CGI, and it's very exciting. It's coming out on April the 16th. And the trailer had me going crazy, dog. Like, they had Sub-Zero in there freezing motherfuckers. Scorpion was in there doing his thing. I think my guy Jax with his cigar, talking all types of shit. I can't wait for they see what they do with Shao Kahn. But yeah, it's dropping 4/16, April 16 on HBO Max or whatever. So I'm really amped about that. Did any of you motherfuckers like follow Mortal Kombat? Did you like the original and amped to see, check this out?
I like the commercial they have for it. Cause at first I was like, is this a video game? But then the movie, I was like, oh, look at Sub-Zero turning people on ice and breaking their arms off. I don't know the whole backstory on like why they're fighting, but like I think it'll be cool regardless, just to watch for the special effects and stuff like that.
Yeah, like that's a good point, like what the premise of the movie is. So like I think this time it's like you're kind of like predetermined at some point to be a warrior, and like they have like the brands on them, like the serpent with the circle around it, like they have it like branded on their body or whatever have you. And I think it's like preparation for some big battle, because like in the game, it's like, you know, Earth versus Outer Realm. Like it's like different realms like fighting against each other in this classic tournament to, you know, see who gains control of things and all that stuff. So I think that's what the plot of the movie is, man. But can't wait to see all the fatalities. Pretty sure they're going to have Shang Tsung in there and all that shit, see what he do. I think I saw Sonya in the trailer as well. So yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Scorpion, Raiden was my two favorite.
Oh yeah, Raiden was in there too. That's right, Base. My favorite
Johnny fucking Cage and Black History Month. Shout out to Jax.
Out of metal arms.
Noob Saibot, that's my guy.
Yeah, you took the word right out of my mouth. I fuck with Noob Saibot. Noob, that's why I play all the time.
Hell yeah, that's
Mortal Kombat 1 or
the first. He's in all of them. I don't think he's in every one, but he's in the latest ones that came out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like he's in the one that the latest one.
Yeah, that was my guy, man.
Yeah, like I like that shadow tackle he do and shit, and then like he can hop out of the ground and throw you on your head. But yeah, man. So excuse the geek moment, but you know, moving along into some shit like, you know, moving money and all that stuff. The money man himself, fucking Jay-Z, just signed a big ass champagne deal, like to sell off, I think, 50% of his champagne brand to So I think Hennessy or something like that, Base, right? What's the story on that? I think it was worth like $600 million the whole deal.
Yeah, something. To LVMH, which is Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. It's just a multinational corporation that specializes in like luxury goods. But Jay-Z's what we know as Ace of Spades. He's 50%, but he's saying that he feels like they can, obviously, because they're a big corporation, can help bring it to like new heights and market it to a way bigger population, which I mean, I think it's a good move because like if they start making way more money, then I mean, initially he's going to make less, but in the long run, he could end up making a lot more money. So good move on his part.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get in them M's, man. Well, I think it's B's now because he's like in the billionaire category. Yeah, it's crazy to see him pull that off.
Yeah.
It's inspiring as a motherfucker, man. Wealth.
Yep.
That's all you can say, wealth. Bobby motherfucking Shmurda, the king of New York, is back, baby. So I don't think nobody would disagree with that. Pretty sure y'all been seeing that, my man. As soon as he got off the fucking out the jail, like Quavo put him on a fucking jet. He with his day one homegirls and all that stuff, and I will say homegirls allegedly.
That's more than three, four.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what do we think about Bobby getting his freedom, man? How we feel about that? Ah. Hey. Cash, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Yes.
Sorry. How you feeling, man? I know you're ecstatic about this.
Yeah, I'm just excited for Brooklyn. You know, Bobby, you saw Bobby had his vibes with him. That's what we refer to them as, the vibes. He had the vibes with him, you know? So.
It was kind of crazy to see, like, I don't know where, I'm guessing it was in Brooklyn, but that, like, welcome home party.
Yeah.
It was just cool to see like so many people like within the industry, like obviously family and friends are there. Right. But like Fabulous was there, like welcoming him back.
I think it was some clout-ish stuff too. Personally.
Yeah, it was kind of weird to see. Yeah.
Some people doing it for clout.
Specifically.
Right. But at the same time as like, you know, he did he what he did and he didn't snitch or tell or anything like that. He was on, I guess, he was an honorable bad person. So if anything, he took more time so his friend didn't have to be in there forever. And that type of loyalty is not uncommon in today's day and time. So from the capital of Brooklyn, that's the type of people you get.
Did they give the same when Roddy got out?
I don't think it was quite to this level.
Yeah, no.
I think Bobby was supposed to get 4, and then Roddy's supposed to get 12. But then I think they did something where now they both had the same amount.
Yeah, because Bobby was like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to skate on Roddy like that.
Yeah.
And Bobby was like, well, if he's doing it, you know.
Poor Bobby, didn't he? I think he did.
Which is crazy. Like, yeah, he got out like a couple months ago. I think, like right before Christmas or right after, some shit like that. But yeah, happy he's home. You know, I think Cash, that's probably your streaming song for the day, yeah.
Bobby, this is one of them. Yes, this is one of them. Yeah. So I was ecstatic. I was happy. You know, he got the private jet. He got the vibes. He looked like he was lifting weights in there, so he don't look malnourished. You know,
right.
So yeah, happy for the guy.
He was kicking some knowledge too. He was saying like how he was talking to people in jail, like trying to get them like to think differently. And like it was hard, like they just couldn't see things. Yeah. But he's like basically like their condition, but like you gotta get your mind right for when you get back out. Yeah. Otherwise, you're gonna be ending up in the same place again.
Oh, and the funny thing about the body, when he was home, he was like, "Yeah, how long do I got to take a shower?" And everyone started laughing at him. Like, that jail talk out your mouth, man. You shower as long as you want. Go in there, shower as long as you want. It's good. Hopefully they can stay out of trouble. You know, I heard there's a Pop Smoke feature on the way, possibly some collab. You know, I'll probably get in trouble listening to that song, but I'll be responsible for no less than 1,000 streams when it is released.
It is good. Yeah, it's a good day. Free, the real has been free. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
and here we're getting from the real into real stupid. So. I think we all know about the fucking, I forget the young lady's name, but the young lady who
Tessica
from, I think she's from like Louisiana. She attempted to, well, didn't attempt. She was successful in putting crazy glue on her hair to kind of lay it down. And it, you know, created this whole debacle while it was like, it couldn't get off and she had to have a surgical procedure to have it removed. And it's like, why the fuck would you do that to yourself? But apparently there was a non-believer in the entire, fucking crazy glue gorilla glue challenge or whatever, and it went astray for this guy. He went to the ER. Who's what you got on this one, man? Like it's like it's Tide Pod shit all over again, you know what I mean? Like people eating Tide Pods and all that, like what the fuck?
Right. So I'm not even going to give his name, but another gentleman from Louisiana saw Tessica do what she did and decided to try to capitalize on a movement and create a Gorilla Glue challenge. So he apparently was like, nah, this shit's not going to really work. I'll, you know, try to put Gorilla Glue on this Solo cup and stick it to my lips and, you know, and yank it off.
It's his lips? Wait. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking he did like he did it to his head. But he tried to glue his lips shut. Yeah. And it worked, huh?
It worked. Yeah.
Congratulations.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what do we say? You play stupid games, you win
stupid
prizes. Stupid
prizes. That's right. All the cash. That's right.
Yeah. So this motherfucker ended up in the ER because the Solo cup was not coming off his fucking lips, and had to basically do a graft once the shit did get off to replace the skin that came off on that was left on the Solo cup. So now he's doing a PSA.
Fucking asshole. Yeah, he's doing a PSA?
After his incident, he's doing a PSA saying nobody try to do Gorilla Glue on your face anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry. But I think he's like he does shit to get viral anyway because he was on some talk show previously for doing some stupid shit. I don't know. So I'm not surprised. But Louisiana, it wasn't a good month for you. Like we waited as long as possible to bring this shit up because we could have done it right 3-4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So this episode is not airing until after, you know, it's going to air in January. So we gave you the grace to not talk about you during Black History Month, but sorry.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. You gotta take your lumps just like everybody else. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm putting the fucking Gorilla Glue in your mouth and all this shit.
Let's say, shout out to Tessica for finally being rid of the Gorilla Glue in her hair. Some plastic surgeon from, I want to say LA.
Yeah, it was LA.
Was able to come up with the formula to undo her shit. So she got her hair back, or probably doesn't.
I hope
she got the Gorilla Glue out at least.
Jesus Christ, put the fucking Gorilla Glue in here.
Like Steve says, and it works. Oh, I want to give a shout out to the doctor. His name was Dr. Michael Obeng.
Obeng?
Obeng, like from Africa, O-B-E-N-G.
Shout out to you, sir. The good doctor.
Yes.
But what's the song?
I think he practiced on weaves and stuff first to make sure it worked, and then he did it to her.
So he put Gorilla Glue in weaves to make sure he had the right.
Yes.
All right. That's dedication to the craft, man.
Yeah, God bless him, man.
Hopefully he gets a lot of business.
I think it was like $12,000 worth of surgery, they said, and he didn't charge her. So.
Well, she could have paid with her fucking GoFundMe money, right?
Yeah.
He didn't have to do it for free.
But she gave it away.
Oh, she did, right. Oh, never mind. All right, good for her. Good on her for doing that, too.
And she found breast lumps before her surgery, if you guys still want to keep piling on her. So go ahead.
What?
But she caught it in time? She going to be all right? Damn, Tessica's not a good 2021. Not your year.
Good start. Yeah, damn. Sorry to hear that, Tessica. Hope you recover.
Look, hopefully she caught it early.
Yeah, man. For real. That's sad. All right, moving right along here, man. Finally, fucking Kim Kardashian, fucking Kanye is getting divorced, man. Like, this shit should have happened the week that they fucking got married. Like, what? Like, we knew this was coming. We knew this was fucking coming. I'm not trying to be one to wish ill will on holy unions and shit like that, but they're both out of their fucking minds for different reasons. We want the old Kanye back, but I don't think we're ever going to get him. Mm. But, you know, maybe this is a step in the right direction. What I'm hoping to come from all this is good fucking music from this guy. That's what I'm hoping for. And maybe a dope pair. Maybe a dope pair of Yeezys. There you go. Right.
Yeah.
What's everyone else's thoughts on all of this?
Cash.
Go for it, Cash.
No, Bass, you go.
Oh.
Yeah, no thoughts?
I mean, I do, but you go first.
Okay, I would like to read something that I got from a contractor in New Zealand. And he had a very eloquent response to this. I think hopefully you guys find this to be interesting. He said, and when finding out about the divorce between these two people, he said, the Amazon River runs for thousands of miles. At some point, it runs through areas of the rainforest that are almost untouched and have been barely explored. Because of the porous limestone in these areas, the river water leaks through the stone and travels deep into the earth and forms into underground pools almost a mile below the surface. Over thousands of years, small, blind, transparent fish have lived and evolved in these pools. These fish have never seen the sun or surface and have never been seen by the human eye. These fish care more about this than I do.
Well, there you go.
You're going with this one.
Yeah. Well, what I took away from that is he's talking about Guyana, so we've got Guyana twice on this show.
The takeaway, the booze takeaway, legendary trademark, the booze takeaway. Yes. So I personally feel as if, you know, like Phoebe said, he's bipolar. I don't know her crazy. I assume she's not well because this is her third failed marriage. So clearly she doesn't really understand marriage or what it takes to stay married. Not to blame her, but you can't marry this man was crazy before. He was unstable before.
Business.
It wasn't like he was
it's a business for her.
Yeah, it was. And then I feel like the show's canceling, so now she's canceling him. That sort of thing. Like the timing isn't right, per se. Or maybe she just wants more attention or whatever have you. But
like, she has money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I guess now, I guess she doesn't need it. Like, I guess she's hit like her wealth point where she doesn't.
Oh, no, she has not. Kris Jenner won't let that happen. Oh, yeah. They got to keep going.
So maybe we're going to get some sort of like reality spinoff or some shit like that.
There you go. Yeah, so here's my take. This is one of the few instances where each side is equally responsible for the failure of the marriage. Like, I don't place it more on one or the other. Both of them were crazy before and they both will remain crazy after. I'm surprised it lasted as long and gave us as many gave the world as many kids as it did. But they both, like, I can't say one made the other worse off. What I will say is that Kim is going to profit off of this somehow after, because there was too much stability in her life, in her love life, right? They've been together for what, 7 years, five, whatever it is. That's probably the longest, you know, at least since she's been a public figure. That's the longest she's been with us, you know, with one person.
That's true.
So it was getting a little stale. You know, the follows might not be there. The paparazzi aren't following them, taking as much pictures. So
no more
she needed to spice things up. The show is coming to an end, but who's to say there's not going to be another show when she starts finding.
No, it's going to be Keeping Up with Kim and Van, you know, Van Jones, dating her crazy ass.
Yeah. So yeah, it was too long with one person. So she needs to switch things up, keep that interest going. And yeah, it'll be a month before, you know, she's pictured with some new guy. And it'll be a whole takeoff, you know, of like rumors, and then they're going to be a show. Like, yeah. But I don't blame her for it. Like, yeah, she didn't fuck Kanye up. Kanye fucked up. Maybe being away from them, though, maybe they did suck, you know, the Kardashian like thing did suck a little bit of energy out of him. But yes. I don't think we would have had better music necessarily if he wasn't with her.
Yeah, I mean, like, just the pretentiousness of them, man. They get on my fucking nerves. What's up, Cash?
Since their marriage, his music has greatly suffered. I think everyone can say Yeezus was a disappointment initially, but it has grown on some people. I also would like to blame Kim Kardashian for the Yeezy Foam Runner. If anyone doesn't know what this is, I'm talking about a shoe that looks like a loofah that he puts on his foot. And I'm just judging by the Kanye output pre-Kim and post-Kim. I prefer the pre-Kim contributions to society, and I hope that maybe, you know, he has this whole God phase or whatever and have you, and I think you can still have your faith and still be a good musician afterwards, so... I'm not a fan of the whole Jesus King thing, but whatever keeps him out of jail, I guess, and on his medication. So I also like to fault her for leaving him when he's clearly at his lowest point, having multiple psychotic breaks. So she's not someone to love or marry. So that's just a public service announcement for anyone else trying to wife Kim. She will leave you when you're down and when she don't need you no more. So she is not helpful. Yeah, I'm sorry, Bass. I'm sorry. She's showing her colors. Anytime she marries, then I'm like, look, at some point in time, you got to look at Kanye's crazy, right? But this is her third failed attempt, right? So you got to look at things like Boozer says, you got to look at things like this compared
to common denominator.
He's not the marrying type, clearly. And she ain't the Marion type either, which is fine. It's not because she's a woman. It's because her name is Kimberly. That's why it is. It's just because of that. So that's all on that. And I wish them the best of luck. Pray for the kids. Hopefully they can get some proper name changes because that's some wild shit they got going on.
Right. If their last names are no longer West, then yes. A lot of those first names don't work.
Northwest Saint. What's the other one? North Saint. Chicago, and there's a fourth kid, right?
And Psalm is the last one.
Psalm?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Psalm West don't work out anyway.
Yeah, prayers to the children.
Right. That's all I'm just hoping. All I want is a Remaja part two. That's all I want. Remaja is like my favorite song of all time. Remaja, Kanye, Fisher, and Nas. If you can get that, if we can get that from this, 5 years of suffering for you is worth it for me.
I don't know. I think we're just going to have to live with the classics and just, you know, move on. Because I don't think he's putting out anything fly or anything that we're going to be like, wow, this is great music. I don't think that's happening ever again. But he has some classics that we can live with. And whatever he does from this point on, you know, I hope his mental health is intact and, you know, he's able to
that's get the most important thing.
His life back to where it needs to be.
I joke and rant and rip on him, but yeah, I hope that because you can see there's problems there. You know what I mean? We all have them, but like, you know, his is really bad. So more power to him. Get it together, Kanye. We all rooting for you, and you know, we won't hold our breath on a Remaja part two.
Nah.
I said that was based. I
thought you had something going on over there. You didn't even speak on it, man. That's your man.
Okay.
Oh no, that's his girl.
Oh, well, because we were blaming, because somebody was blaming Kim, that's why.
Nobody's blaming
Kim. I was saying, no, Cash was, but
what happened?
I said somebody was blaming Kim, so it's not blaming.
It's holding people accountable. We need to change the framing around it, right? Like, just because you do something bad, it doesn't mean you're being blamed. You have to be accountable. If I drove my car into a fucking pole, it's not the pole's fault.
That is so true. Say it again, Cash. I think the people didn't hear you. Just because you're being, you know, you're not. Say it again. One more time.
It's not semantics.
Right. There you go.
It's not, you know, I'm not trying to say, oh, it's her fault. Look at her. She's like, I'm just saying she has a track pattern and we can't just, Kanye's craziness can't overshadow the track pattern. You understand?
Right. I agree. I agree. Take your lumps too. If I got to take mine, you got to take yours.
No, she's not an ugly woman. I'm sure she won't have a problem ever finding companionship. I'm just saying she's not someone to, you know, hitch your wagon to, in a sense. That makes sense? Is that?
I think all these arguments make sense. I can't add anything of value to this conversation.
So one last thing I want to say is, like, which Kardashian sister is the least successful, would you say, in everyone's eyes? Or the public's eye.
Oh, I thought successful? We were going to say another Kardashian question because I had my answer ready. Okay, this is another question. Sorry.
Your answer might be the same, though.
Kim. No. Let me get the inventory of sisters.
Courtney, yeah. Courtney.
Okay. Kim, right. Khloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
And Casey.
Me too.
It's five of them?
No, I'm just kidding. Casey's a gay guy.
I was going to say, what?
What?
Right. So Courtney is the least successful, you know, in terms of financially, I would say. And why my, you know, tinfoil hat on, the reason for that is she was in the most stable, albeit like fucked up relationship, but it was the longest lasting, right? She was just with Scott for however long, you know, they had their ups and downs. She tried her best to see him through it. We all thought she was dumb for sticking with him as long as she did. But hey, she did what was best for her kids, right? And, you know, to some extent herself. But she's comfortable, like, doing that. I don't even know who she's with, if she's with anyone, you know, now that, you know, her and Scott aren't together. I have no idea. She's the one least in the limelight. And she's the one who's with the least, as far as we know, the least different men. Kim is on the complete opposite end of that. She's the most successful, I guess, after Kylie. But she's the one that started this whole shit. And she's been with the...
I got my song pick. Go ahead. Go. Keep going.
No, that was...
Couldn't hide the excitement.
That's all I had to say is, like, there's something to this. This is a business for her, for Kim.
Right. Ranking wise, I think it's Kylie.
It is a business.
I think Kylie is number one. Then it's Kim. Then it's it's probably Kylie, Kim, Kendall, and then Chloe and Courtney in the bottom two. But right. Not for nothing.
The mother's fucking diabolical. Yo, why would she name all of them with like a K like that? They get the K.
You know why.
Enunciation.
You know.
Jesus Christ.
You know why.
You know. Oh man, that's a tongue twister. Does anyone have any quotes, or I can think of something for myself? Jay,
I think I got a quote this week, and this is just to round out. I know today we're recording this 228, so it's the last day of Black History Month, and it kind of goes along the lines of our conversation in general. So this is from Dr. Mae Jemison, the first African-American female astronaut. Yeah. So it goes, never be limited by other people's limited imaginations. And it pretty much goes back to what the interaction between LeBron and that other person, or just any situation. If you want to, make it to where you think you need to be in this world, or get things accomplished, or just get things done. Don't limit yourself by what other people's, they got going on, or whatever preconceived notions they may have of you, or whatever situation might have going on. So I think that kind of speaks to everybody here in this group. So
that's a fact. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of that, especially only when it's something positive. You know what I mean? Like, don't put no limitations on me, because a lot of times people do that because they feel like they're inadequate and they couldn't do it. So who the fuck are you to try and, fuck you, I hope you lose too. And that's like crab in a barrel mentality.
I told you who I thought I was. A god.
I am a god. No, but yeah, man, don't put limitations on people because you have, certain, dispositions yourself about certain things. And because you're projecting, that becomes a case of you projecting on other people unnecessarily. So I like that quote, Jay. Good one. And thank you, Dr. Jemison, for taking us to the moon on that one. You heard?
See what you did. I like that. Yeah.
I'm coming back, man, slowly but surely. Any other opinions on the quote, or any other quotes in general anyone else wants to share? No? Good. Liked it, man. I appreciate you guys rocking with us as always. We love our fans. We love our supporters, man. This has been yet another installation of the High Life Show. And again, sorry for the hiatus, But appreciate you guys rocking with us, and more good content to come. So just keep on keeping on, and as always, be great, be powerful, be blessed. We are out of here.
Peace.
Peace.